Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Zelina Vega is returning to WWE, and we have everything you need to know. Plus, we'll take a deep dive into this weekend's Impact Wrestling show, Under Siege. For Friday, May the 14th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Thinking about the future. No, you know what? Thinking about my future.
Zelina Vega is, according to reports from Fightful Select, on her way back to WWE. Now, this began when Zelina was filmed heading into the WWE Performance Center yesterday alongside the daughter of The Rock, Simone Johnson. Fightful have added to that report since then, saying that Vega's return has been something that's been in the works for quite some time. Let's go back to November of 2020 when Zelina Vega was released from the WWE due to breach of contract. Real name Thea Trinidad, this release came about following issues regarding WWE's third-party policies. WWE had called for all their talent to cease streaming on Twitch and working with Cameo, as well as terminate all endorsement deals on apps like TikTok. They've been doing Twitch streams and Cameo films and videos for a good while, but a new edict had come in that said that all WWE contracted talent are essentially using their WWE names to make money away from the company, and that simply would not do. So they were given a time frame to wrap up their Twitch streams, their Cameo commitments, and their sponsorship endorsements elsewhere. And from November the 1st, they were to sign new contracts to go through WWE for that sort of thing. Zelina Vega was one of several people who were very outspoken about these changes, because Zelina Vega makes a lot of money doing stuff on Twitch, and she was not happy with the fact that WWE were telling her to stop making money away from WWE. So she had no intentions on wrapping up her Twitch channel. She even launched an OnlyFans around this time. So with all that going on, WWE treated this as a breach of contract. So she was released from her deal. Zelina Vega shortly after this went on to have some meetings with SAG-AFTRA to discuss unionization, a hot topic within wrestling that seems to keep coming around. Also reported that she'd signed an undisclosed short-term deal away from WWE, a deal with WWE that would prevent her from working away from WWE. So basically killed any rumors of Zelina Vega turning up at AEW Revolution. Tony Khan, however, had shown interest in working with Thea Trinidad at some point, but due to this short-term deal she signed with WWE, that didn't look like it was going to be a thing. And we come to yesterday with Vega walking into the WWE Performance Center. So what is she coming back to do? Well, after being filmed walking to the Performance Center with Simone Johnson, the daughter of The Rock, whilst there's been no word of what's going to happen, there is potential there to maybe work those two to work together on something. They're very good friends in real life. This could bleed into an on-screen partnership as well. Vega's husband, Aleister Black, has been getting the motors running for a return story with some story time vignettes that have really been catching the attention of wrestling fans. Could they maybe be coupling Vega and Black together on SmackDown? This is all mere speculation. As it stands, what we do know is There's certainly something going on between Vega and WWE. And when we know more about it, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com.
Throughout this past year, our WWE superstars performed tirelessly for all of you. Week after week, month after month, but we all knew there was something missing. Something very important. The most important. That would be all of you, our fans, the WWE Universe. And as we emerge from this dreadful pandemic, on behalf of our entire WWE family, we would simply like to say thank you and welcome you to WrestleMania!
WWE getting back in front of a live crowd is something that has heavily been talked about over the last month or so. AEW have made their intentions clear to get back on the road in June. And we heard that WWE wanted to start putting on live shows in front of an audience once again from SummerSlam onwards. Andrew Zarian, who was the presenter on the Matt Men Pro Wrestling podcast that broke the news of NXT moving to Tuesday, so he's certainly got a good track record for this sort of thing. He was reporting yesterday that WWE planned to host live events from the 16th of July, which is much earlier than SummerSlam pertains to. He had noted he'd heard that fans will be welcomed back between July the 16th and July the 19th. And then from there, I guess it's live shows all the way up till SummerSlam. They're keen to get the ball rolling. And a lot of people will say they heard that AEW are getting back sooner, so that's going to change their plans. Some had heard that, no, they're going to stay the course. We're back to it at SummerSlam. But then clearly this morning, unless they're planning to host SummerSlam in July and change the date around, which I don't think they are at this point in time, they're getting back to live shows in front of real people very, very soon.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Guest coaches have been at the WWE Performance Center this week. Alison Danger, the legend of Shimmer and Ring of Honor, was there offering her skill set, along with former WWE and WCW star David Taylor. The lovely picture of David Taylor and William Regal reunited at the Performance Center. Two legends from very different sides of the wrestling track offering their services this week. Sammy Guevara was commenting on his heat with Impact Wrestling when he was chatting to Wrestling Inc. Daily. Guevara said, following back in February, the creative dispute between Impact and Guevara, which led to Guevara refusing to work some matches on Impact TV. He said, a lot of stuff was said. It's just business at the end of the day. I know I didn't really say nothing out there, and all this stuff that came out was only coming from one side. Some of it wasn't true. I don't want to comment too much on it. It was what it was, and I still wish everyone the best. We're all friends, and we're just all trying to succeed at the end of the day. I do like the idea of a build to Sammy Guevara becoming the Impact X Division champion at some point. That'd be good times. And talking of the X Division Championship, it's on the line this weekend at Impact Wrestling Under Siege. Josh Alexander is going to be defending it against El Fantasmo, who won a six-man scramble match to earn the right to challenge him. A great match that saw Fantasmo do a spot where he walked along the ropes, old school style, and then finished it off with a Death Valley driver to the outside of the ring. It was a moment. He has earned himself a shot at Josh Alexander's X title. That goes down at Under Siege, along with Susan and Kimberly tagging up to face Tennille Dashwood and Taylor Wilde, while back in the fold at Impact Wrestling. First time back on pay-per-view for her. W. Morrissey is going to be facing Willie Mack in singles competition. These two got into it on Impact yesterday. Brian Myers from AEW is facing Black Taurus. Also, a tag team eliminator four-way, TJP and Petey Williams, facing Ace Austin and Madman Fulton, facing Triple XL, and facing Rohit Raju and Shearer. The Knockouts tag team titles on the line. Rachel Ellering and Jordan Grace defending against Fire and Flavor. And Rachel Ellering had a conversation with Jack yesterday about becoming the Knockouts tag team champion.
That was, you know, my pay-per-view debut and my Impact debut. And so I'm truly, truly so, so happy and so proud, you know, of Jordan and myself. It's been a very crazy last year for everyone. You know, the last 2 years for me have been not ideal. And so to come back and be put in this position and to deliver and, you know, now be part of the champs, I'm honored.
She's in action, teaming with Jordan Grace to face Kira Hogan and Tasha Steelz at Under Siege this weekend. Plus, the Knockouts Championship on the line, Deonna Purrazzo taking on Havoc. That should be, if they let them go, a fun old match between those two. We'll see a six-way number one contenders match. Moose takes on Chris Sabin, who takes on Trey Miguel, who takes on Sami Callihan, who takes on Chris Bay, who takes on Matt Cardona. So, again, another fun match to determine Kenny Omega's next challenger for the Impact World title. Talking of Kenny, he's in the main event, teaming with the Good Brothers to face off against Eddie Edwards and the Impact Tag Team Champions, Finn Juice. Dave Finlay and Juice Robinson in the main event of Under Siege. All that goes down on May the 15th. You can watch it via Impact Plus. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Love you by Friday today from 4 p.m. British summertime. It is you and I and live calls to the isolation station. It will be great to have a chat with you a little bit later on. That'll be a good time. You can call me via a standard phone line, or you can add me on Skype, tom.campbell@cultaholic.com, and call into the show. We'll chat about wrestling, life, the universe, whatever you want to talk about. We'll talk about it. It's the last one until the week after next, because I'm off next week. So come and say hi. This weekend on the Cultaholic podcast feed, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review goes down. Matthew, Greg, and I getting together to chat about SmackDown from the very first episode all the way to the very end. We're deep into the year of our Lord 2000 at the moment, and we do a little bit on the show. I'm going to give you a little sneak preview of tomorrow's show. We talk about wrestling from around the world during that particular week, and it was the week that the Nitro Grill closed, WCW's ill-fated restaurant. Shuts in this particular week that we're talking about tomorrow. So I play a game of name that Nitro Grill meal with Matthew.
Welcome to the Nitro Grill, and let's get ready to party. This is Sting.
And welcome to the Nitro Grill. I haven't seen the menu yet, but I hope there's something that has my name or likeness on it somewhere.
Big sexy Kevin Nash.
Sting, just for your information, there is the Stinger Lima Bean Casserole on the menu.
Kevin Eubanks from the Tonight Show Band. This place is going to do nothing but get bigger and better.
The Nitro Grill is open, and it's hot.
We're sure it's going to be a good time. And watch Monday night on the Tonight Show and see some great wrestling.
The Nitro Grill is closing its doors this particular week in the year of our Lord 2000. The Nitro Grill is closing down. I'm amazed it lasted till this point.
Yeah, I'm like, what? The Nitro Grill's been opened?
You haven't even heard of the Nitro Grill?
Oh, no, I've heard of it. I just didn't realize at this point in time it was still open.
Yeah. A steakhouse that opened in 1999 at the Excalibur Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. If you can't make money from a steakhouse in Las Vegas, something's gone very, very wrong. I want to test you. I want to celebrate the Nitro Grill. Which of these are real Nitro Grill dishes? Okay, so which of these are real food that you can order from the Nitro Grill? Diamond Dallas Burger.
Are you going to read them all out or do I have to
No,
get,
tell me that one, real or not?
I'm going to... No, because Diamond Dallas Steak sounds like a better pun.
It does, but it's not what they went with. That's a real food on the
That's
menu.
That's crap, Tom.
Booker T-Bone.
Oh, yes. Please, yes.
That one is real, mate. Yes.
Okay, great. That's a pun.
Cripple Across Face Cheesesteak.
Oh, please be true. Yes.
That one's true. Superplex Salmon Fillet.
Salmon Fillet? No.
That one's true.
Oh, okay.
And finally, Jimmy Hart's pasta. Is that real or not?
Yeah, it has to be.
That was real.
Yeah, because it's crap. You wouldn't come up with something that crap.
I'm utterly delighted. This is a menu. They started writing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and they finished at 3 a.m. Because that's a 3 a.m. one. Jimmy, we need to call this pasta dish something before we go home. Jimmy Hart's pasta. That'll do.
Yeah. We'll be done in a year anyway.
I mean, they missed out. So they missed some really easy goals with that. They could have called it "Eat Your Carbs Out, Rick Springfield."
big sexy's Kevin Mash.
I wish there was Kevin. I looked for Kevin Mash. You can't order Kevin Mash. I'm so sad. The menu's crap. It's so lazy. I'm glad it's shutting down.
Oh, yeah. You know what? They wrote Booker T Bone and went, oh, that we are the smartest, coolest, funniest. This will be a breeze. And then like an hour and a half later, after three cigarettes, like I'm done.
Jimmy
Hart's pasta.
What a menu. What a dream. The Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review with Matthew Gregg and myself tomorrow on the podcast feed. On Sunday, it is a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I'm joined by comedian from the north of England, massive wrestling fan, and former wrestler, Stephen Peddy.
I went to Hammerlock for the week-long camp, and then I went down quite a few times the odd weekend if I was down that neck of the woods. But traveling all the way from Newcastle down to Kent is like an 8-hour train journey. So you can imagine it is a long time to get down there. And then you're sore and you're stiff coming back as well. <You're> like, because, you know, unless you're training constantly, you're going to get out of the hell. Mm-hmm. And your body's not used to it. When we were sitting coming up with it, we all came up with names, but I had judgmental formed in my head from about the age of 16. Because it was like, right, my idea was, okay, you got the death sentence powerbomb. So at the time, it was all the really gimmicky WWF stuff. So it was like, right, okay, well, I'll put a bit of cloth on my head, the white cloth on my head before you deliver it, which would give you like a 5-second pause to do something. coming down the full weight of the law would be a splash off the top rope. Going for a long stretch would be a camel clutch. And it was looking good. What can I actually do? What can I actually do? And what would be a good name? So I've always loved that side of it. And the booking and the coming up with the characters and all that. That's the best for me. That would be best job ever.
YouTube.com/cultaholic. Brand new lists over the weekend, plus the Cultaholic Wrestling podcast and live reactions to WrestleMania Backlash with Adam Pacitti on Sunday night. Test your AEW knowledge over at cultaholic.com. Can you name all the wrestlers who competed at AEW Double or Nothing 2019? Good luck with that. I am off next week, so there'll be no regular news podcast next week. You will get a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps, though, as I am in conversation with Sean Waltman, aka X-Pac, on Wednesday. You'll hear that on the podcast feed and see that on the Cultaholic YouTube channel as well. I'll catch up with you soon. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.